Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got like 7 charges on my credit card from Best Routine or whatever the hell it is, and I didn't make these charges.
Let me see here. Verify your shipping address for me.
3109 North Thompson Street.
Thank you. I do see your smart fitness watch, smart fitness tracker. All right, do you remember ordering any smartwatch, anything like that, starting it on a trial, like $7 and $6?
I don't remember that. I mean, all I know is I got for $7, $6, whatever, man, I got 5 bills, something I never even received or used or had.
It doesn't ring any bells or anything. Do you think anybody in your household maybe ordered this?
Possible. I don't know. I just looked at my credit card statement. I see these 7 charges. I'm like, what the hell?
Did you receive anything to your address?
No, I didn't receive anything. I know I got a new credit card coming because I lost it.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm seeing here, it was delivered on April 30th.
Yeah, no, I never got it. Never even ordered it. I don't even know what it is or how it works, or I don't even go online. I don't even know what the hell this thing is.
Yes, sir, it's for a watch. A smart watch.
Yeah, I got it. Smartwatch. I have a smartwatch. I mean, you guys should be able to tell if the thing was ever activated.
Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't be able to tell if the watch was activated. just know by starting, but whoever starts the account. You don't know anything of it. That's weird there. Do you want to ask him about your household just to make sure they didn't order this, anything like that?
No, I live here myself.
Okay, no problem. All right. Well, if you're claiming this as a fraudulent charge, sir, what we do here in the fraud department, we do have to put it under a fraud investigation, where so we contact local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account. Just so they can verify what the actual, product was ordered from.
That's fine.
During a fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges.
That's fine with me.
Just provide me, but if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation, we just offer a customer courtesy refund, of 35%, but the choice is yours in the matter, whichever one you wanted to go through.
Yeah, well, what do you mean 35%?
Yes, sir. If you don't want to go through the fraud investigation, we give a 35% refund.
Yeah, dog. Go through the investigation.
No problem. Provide me a few seconds, please. I'm still here, sir. Just notating the account.
All right. I mean, how much was this watch?
The full price of it is $64.87.
Why is the other bills so high?
What other bills?
Five charges from the thing. I thought it was $6.99 or $7.99.
That's how it starts off on the trial. After the trial, if it's not canceled, you get charged full retail price of it. All right. While the fraud investigation is going on, sir, what we're going to do here, we're going to issue that full refund for you today. It's going to go back to that account within 3 to 5 business days. You're going to get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know your account's been canceled. If we do need any more information from you during the fraud investigation, we'll just contact you.
Yeah, please call me because I'd like to know what the hell's going on there.
All right, I totally understand that. But would there be anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Like I said, you guys get any info, I'd like to know.
No problem, no problem. That's all I can do for you. I do thank you for calling customer support. And you have a wonderful day. All
right, thank you. Take care.